Valvoline Instant Oil Change will help ease your oil change anxiety. Picture expert technicians who are quick but not rushed. When you hear the bell, breathe in and out. Now, let go of your oil change anxiety. Visit Valvoline Instant Oil Change today and find automotive peace. No appointment needed.
Hello and welcome. Before we move into the higher aspects of understanding the personality, I wanted to give you a brief overview of this figure that you see here. And I will tag this particular video clip in every one of the other ones so you can follow this. Just keep this principle in mind as you see this picture on the screen. These are the 12 houses of astrology. And the diamond, big one in the center, the diamond figure, is the four Kendra foundational houses of every person. And what I have drawn for you here is the north, south, east, west direction of the zodiac, and which is the day half, the yellow shaded part, where the sun moves from east to west. The sun rises here in the east, goes all the way top and sets in the west. This is the way even it plays in your chart. And then after the sun sets, the moon rises and there's the peak of the moon and the moon sets. Okay, so the left half and the right half are divided in astrological chart this way. And what does this mean? This means that this half that you see on the screen, the blue shaded portion, is ruled by the moon. That means it's more of the feminine energies. And from this half, the day half, is the masculine energy, so it's ruled by the sun. This also means the following. I'll just put these two. So the left and right half stand for these, what you see on the screen. The left half stands for feminine. It's internal, it's intuitive, it's left half of your physical body. And it stands for reflection. Everything that we do in the external, we should reflect and crunch it inside of ourselves, right? And the right half is masculine, which is external, what you play out in the external world ruled by the sun. It is creative as opposed to intuitive. It means you go out and create stuff. Creative doesn't necessarily mean arts and music. You can go and create even engineering and science. Or psychology or whatever it is, creating things outside of the world. It stands for the right half of the body, the one in which you give out your energy to the world. Left half is receiving, right half is giving. It stands for action as opposed to reflection. So I want you to understand this and take this everywhere as we go forward, because whatever happens in the right half of your chart, because superimposed on the chart, that means half of 7th house going to 8th, 9th and all the way till 12th house is basically what you play out in the external world, including the signs, including the energies, whatever I'm talking about. Okay, that's the external presence of you. This is the internal presence of you, the blue shaded part, the moon half, the half ruled by the moon and the other half ruled by the sun. These are the energies of the sun and moon, the two main luminaries. This is the nighttime, this is the daytime on the right side. Left is the nighttime. What else could this mean? Well, this means that whatever you develop in the night half as within yourself, you will go and play it out in the daytime. Or whatever happens in the daytime, you will feed it back as reflecting for yourself in the nighttime. So as we move forward, I want you to take this and I will paste this clip in the beginning of everyone. So it'll be easier for you to follow rather than keep coming back to this particular clip of video. Okay, this is crucial for you to understand because we live in two worlds, each one of us. We live inside of ourselves as one being and we portray or bring talents, creations, relationships, Everything, you name it, every aspect of your life, you bring one aspect to the outer world and you are one kind of person in the internal world. That's how we determine personalities better. That's how we refocus ourselves every single day, reinvent ourselves in a new way. This is what gives rise to the possibility and the potential for every individual. Okay, this is where I come from and this is what I have seen, even in my own chart. Okay. So bear this image in mind and I will paste this clip for every single of the videos. So you can skip this part if you have already seen for, let's say, the fire sign or the earth sign or any sign. Now let us speak of evolution and recalibration of work, your work that you do in the world for the earth signs, beginning with Taurus. So for the Taurus ascendant, not the sun sign, the Taurus ascendant, and all the earth signs really speaking, there is karma in the workhouses. The workhouses are your second house, your sixth house, and your tenth house. This triangle that we are looking at on the screen, the blue triangle, is the work triangle that feeds upon itself through the person's working life. Okay? That's what we are looking at for every sign. Every type of ascendant. When I say sign, every type of zodiac sign as per their ascendant. Not the sun sign. Be cautious of how you approach this. So here we have the night half and the day half marked, shaded. What you do between the east and the west, when the sunrise to the sunset, is your day half of your chart. And what you do in the night half as a reflection. It's amazing for me to see that most of our work is done internally, because remember we spoke of the night half as the internal reflection. You reflect upon what you do in the external world more, and that feeds you back in what you put it out into the world. That's how it plays out, the second, the sixth, and the tenth house in every ascendant, right? So for the Taurus ascendant, there is the Rajas and Kama, meaning they need to discover. We are talking about the desire triangle here. So in the desire triangle, first they need to do is discovery of skills, communication. First they need to discover what are their communication abilities, where their Mercury is. Gemini is falling in their second house. So Mercury will help them determine where their intellect lies, where their intelligence lies in terms of mental reasoning, logic. Taurus needs to first understand that logic and their communication skills. That's the first step for them. This is where it begins. Remember, we are counting from the ascendant. Whichever appears first is what you need to do first. That's the priority. We are talking in terms of order of priorities here, people. Okay? So your order of priority first should be focused on this Taurian ascendants. Then you come to the sixth house, where the desire assumes fulfilling the need for connection. You are asking the question, the who. So if you are planning to have business partnerships, for example, if you are an entrepreneur or a businessman, this plays out very crucial for you, because this is the bridge which you are going to bring to the 10th house. What happens in the sixth house as your work and routines will play out in the 10th house. So your challenge or your stretch will be to find the right kind of connections and companions who will work with you. Your team members, if you're a team leader, if you're a businessman, your business contacts. Because we are talking about work here. It may be even your spouse, because seventh house is for everybody other than you, but close connections. Your team people are your close connections. Who you lead in an organization are your close connections. Those are the people working with you closely. Your immediate circle is number 7. Number 10 is where you bring it out in the daytime to play out in the world. And what happens for Taurian ascendants there? You get the highest form of gains. You get fulfillment in your work. You get fulfillment in the earth. Means in your physical body, means you get gains as in money, you get gains as in more connections to people. That's what you're seeking in your workplace anyway. But that's not going to happen unless you consider these two aspects first. If you work on house number 2 and 6, as it is shown here, these aspects reflect on this. it will automatically feed into the 10th house. The for what? For what are you doing all of this stuff? You need to answer that. That begs for an answer in your 10th house. Look at it that way. Your work, you need to answer this question. For what am I doing all of this stuff? What, this job, this business, this career? In essence, it is feeding back to your desire, because this is a desire cycle. This triangle is a triangle of desire. Let's see how this plays out in the next earth sign, the Virgo. In Virgo, first they need to find the connection, the companion. Who am I doing it for? That's the question Virgo needs to answer first. And they will answer it through their work life as adults, as mature men and women. Okay. So they will answer that question first in order to develop work routines which are centered around gains and connections, because they are thinking of gains and connections. Where do I work? They are already having all the routines in their head. So this routines, because the Virgo is all about work and routines and structure, their focus will be on this side of the chart. But this is, remember, is an internal world. Still, we are in the night time. So it requires your reflection upon yourself. For what are you doing this? Where are your gains? Gains can, in this context, in house number 11, is usually in material terms. It's in money. It's in connections with people. You're not necessarily intimate connections with people, but how you're having a community outreach kind of connections. So they will look at this aspect very strongly, and once this puzzle they work for themselves individually, then it will feed to the satisfaction of the what. The discovery of the skills and desires will happen more effectively if the Virgo ascendant works on these two aspects. Asking the question, the who am I doing it for? Who is my companion in this? The Libra kind of questions they will ask in the second house. It may be even relating to the elder siblings, because second house stands for elder siblings. It may be even relating to friends, their immediate friends in early life. And that's the connection they seek to make. So Virgo needs to make a lot of people-related connections. People will help the Virgonian ascendant discover what their real skill is in life. How interesting is that? For Capricorn, the final one of the earth signs, they are very structural about things. Capricorn is a structural earth. How does that work triangle play out in their life? Well, they need to think about what are the gains I'm getting from this. Capricorn is all about gains. They first, as soon as they are born, they start thinking about gains and connections. Who am I connected to? What do I get from it? That is sattva and kama, the highest form of desire. The for what question, they need to answer it there. They need to feel fulfilled in something that they do first as the beginning point, in order for them to discover the necessary skills in their daily work and communications. This is how I read it. And then that plays out as the desire for who am I doing it for, fulfilling the need for companion, because Libra is happening in their 10th house. So their highest form of work and in the world for them is most fulfilling for Capricornian ascendant if they find that deep connection with people in their job, in their business, in their entrepreneurships. Remember this, because this is the daytime cycle. So that in turn, if they find that connection, it feeds them as gains, as connectivity to people, because they have fulfilled the connection path here. And so these two internal points, they need to reflect. Internal, why I'm saying? Because it's in the ninth half. It's in your internal reflection. You need to reflect on what aspects of your second house are playing in your chart and what aspects of your sixth house. And then it'll work and feed it back to the 10th house. That's for the earth signs.